I'd just like to say again, thank you for inviting me to this. The last 2 days have been, sadly, often way more interesting than my day job, although my day job can be very interesting indeed. And so I really felt very privileged to be in this sort of company and to hear such clever people discussing these ideas. I think I must be channeling David Hume and Adam Smith in this room, surely. I just wanted to remind you I'm here to sort of provide a view from the outside. I'm from a related industry, and so I often feel your pain, and I think I understand what you've been saying. I just wanted to do a very quick up-sum, firstly of what the groups have said, then of the speakers, and maybe add some comments. It's brilliant to see, and brilliant for people to have the desire not to continue to discuss, but actually to start to put some action plans together. And it's brilliant to see those shapes start to emerge from the tables, just as you've run through it just now. You know, the idea of coming up with a way to spot that emerging talent and use emerging talent itself to do so seems to me extraordinarily clever. Remembering to take it from an artist's perspective, and that a living wage must be to work on our the sorts of the basic enablers there. I thought having 7 principles of something was in television land, because we in a documentary, when you're making an hour, you can't have really any more than 7 of anything. And so I love the number 7 very much. And so I related hugely to the idea of having an artist need. Remembering those follow-up periods, looking at the long term, talking about cohorts and mentors, the way you know, connecting to the wider world outside, setting outside art, and using resources better. The unholy trinity, though, of course, 3 principles is the very beautiful thing. I'm sure that Pete would agree. In advertising terms, you can really only remember 3 things at one time in audience in senses. So, artists, producers, funders. I especially like that you deviated from the task and that Pete would have sat you. I think we would all like to hear more about Sefsky over lunch. Emilio, thank you. And again, back to those three principles, 3 new principles this time: trust, generosity, and risk. From this table here, who also had an elephant, which is a very good thing, but no tattoos, guys. You know, what happened to the tattoos thing? That fast, dirty prototyping, this is something in innovations industry is absolutely an everyday tool. The idea of being able to put really small amounts of money into the hands of people to come up with some blue sky stuff, do it fast, you know, do it dirty, really, really great, a really great idea to make that happen. Just flipping back, I'd like to go back to the beginning of the morning and try to just quickly dash through what everyone was saying. I don't know about you, but I'm getting quite hungry. Alan Davey, CEO of the Arts Council England, his tattoo reads "Great Art for Everyone." He's worried about the early development of young people's engagement, and I think I'm sure that other people in the room would be with me. He's right to be. My education came partly from the BBC, which is one of the reasons why I ended up there, but absolutely from school. I mean, absolutely from school. You know, as an 8-year-old growing up in a council estate in the East End of Glasgow, I didn't know that Wagner and that the opening to Tannhäuser wasn't for me. You know, get kids young. You know, at that point, you don't have any preconceptions about art. You know, you don't realise where you sit in the social milieu. The way that the education system has started to fail children in this country in terms of their arts education, I think that's really a serious, serious issue, and one that we should all put pressure on government about. The other thing that Alan talked about was the connection with the BBC, actually, in fact, which is something I'm absolutely involved in. My colleague Eddie Morgan has been leading building digital capacity project with Arts Council England, and I'm involved amongst many other people at BBC Scotland in a new partnership with Creative Scotland. I feel very strongly that the BBC is funded by the public, as indeed Creative Scotland is, and therefore we should be sharing resources, sharing ideas, finding interesting new ways to work with. And we've got many, many different ideas in that. I think the two important areas which I would like to concentrate on are celebrating the success of a small country, Scotland, which has absolutely world-class art, but more important than that, finding that emerging talent. I think, you know, those are the two. It's very polarised. You know, those are the two areas I think that are really important. The BBC's just taken a 20% pay cut on the licence fee, and so we don't have any money, and we can't spend any money on anything that isn't programming anyway. But we've got tons of expertise. There's a million different ways that we can be helpful, whether it's setting up a culture hack with Faith Liddell, or having Glasgow School of Art students come into our building and make work inside our office, which was really funny and a little bit dangerous, to be quite honest, with some of the things that they did. I'm personally very open to those sorts of exchanges, and if people have ideas, I'm more likely to say yes than no, if I possibly can. We did a zero budget project inside our department lately. We've been growing a new science unit in Scotland, and we've grown it up from doing a single horizon a year to a £7.5 million turnover this year, half of which is licence fee, half of which is commercial money. So it's been super successful. It's been really, really, really difficult, you know, because nobody had made a science programme in my team before. And so trying to grow that talent's been just super hard. And one of the things we did last year, remember, we just don't really have that much money to spend on things that aren't the shows, was we advertised, we got an acting traineeship on one of the science programmes, and in order to apply for it, the applicants had to make a 90-second film, and we offered zero budget for that, so it was our first zero budget project. And we had about 20 applicants. Some of the films were stunning. I mean, there were two stop frame animations in those films, and all of them were just excellent. You know, they were specifically targeted. The specific target was to show off their visual flair in telling a story about science. And because it was a very, very coherent prize at the end and a very short thing to make, people just begged, borrowed and stole the resource to do it. And I would really recommend looking for those things that actually cost no money at all, because let's face it, none of us are going to have any. Pete Martin spoke next from the Gate Worldwide. His daughter's an actor, and that's, you can see the acting gene in Pete's presentation. I especially liked his lists. I love a flowchart, I love a list. Objectivity. That's one of the big things that we all offer to the people we work with, you know, helping them unknow things. Unknowing stuff's like really, really difficult. Ideas are 10 a penny, and it's very, very difficult to get them to differentiate, to come up with something that's truly unique. And that delivery, development and delivery for me, are the two intertwined things that I do. Being able to deliver to an incredibly high standard, those craft skills, I think, very interesting. Pete also talked about speed a lot, which I enjoyed. I thought that was thought-provoking. The people I work with, there's a bunch of people I work with who are just brilliant. The people are really at the top of their game. And the way I always describe that is that they have time on the ball. Somehow they have time on the ball. You know, they move more quickly than other people, but they seem to move quite slowly. Mm-hmm. And it's that is the tease. It's something that's related to that idea that Malcolm Gladwell, we were talking about yesterday, about Malcolm Gladwell and his 10,000 years of, his 10,000 hours, I should say, of experience, you know, that idea is, that's how you get that speed, is by really, and one of the groups touched on this in your feedback, it's that idea that if you can really, really identify what we need to do in order to be good, to be excellent, and then just work on that bit, that's how I think you get that speed on the ball. Pete also said, nobody knows nothing, and that sense of humility, I think, has been running through the conference so far. Then Paul Doherty from British Council and introduced Emilio Kalitz and Ismail Mohammed, both from, well, in fact, Emilio's Grupo Corpo was one of the big hits of the festival last year. You know, I know we covered it on BBC Two. And is now Secretary for Culture in Rio, and is now from Grahamstown Festival. Both of these men, I think, were concerned with an interesting dilemma. Both dealing with art in the context of a real disruption, you know, a disruption, a political, social disruption, a historic time, and both dealing with what that means. What does art mean to us after a period of repression because there's a military junta in charge? You know, what does that mean in post-apartheid South Africa to be an artist? I loved it that Ismail was talking about, in particular, the idea of art for art's sake, which for me in TV at the moment, I'm quite fed up with art for art's sake. So it was so refreshing for someone to remind me that actually art it can just be about joy. It doesn't have to always be about relevance. Both men, though, I think, were from cities searching for a cultural voice. And I think that's what art's probably about. Liz Lockhead, in an interview I did with Liz Lockhead just ages ago, I think it was one of the first things I ever filmed, she was talking about Alistair Gray and how Alistair Gray, with his book Lanark, for Scottish people, made it more possible to live in Scotland because he had imagined it for us. And I think that both Emilio and Ismail were talking to that idea of, that's, you know, that is really what art's about. It's about imagining the places where we live and making it possible to live there. That's all for me for today. Thank you. It's been very stimulating, very fascinating. I'll be interested to see all the new projects that come out of this initiative. I'll be hopeful that someone phones me up and says, do you fancy doing such and such? And that I'll be able to say yes. Again, it's been a great privilege to be here. Thank you.